And here's the MH, Mole. AC8AY, this is KDA-KCV. AC8AY, this is KDA-KCV. Negative copy, AC8AY, KDA-KCV will be clear.
AP9NN mobile monitoring.
This is W2PUT Mobile listening.
KE8FGW monitoring.
Good afternoon, Shannon. KA8SPW from W2PUT in the mobile.
KE8AGL, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Golf Lima. Alpha Golf Lima. This is KD8FJW monitoring.
YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there?
ECW mobile on HT and Grayling.
Station mobile in Grayling. I thought I'd at least say hello. November 8, Yankee Sierra Sierra.
good afternoon. A little bit south of town here, just coming up to the North Higgins Lake State Park exit. Just brought a little HT with me in this rental car, so maybe not getting in very well, but thought I'd give it a try since it's a new machine on the system.
Well, you really got me curious. What machine is it?
This is the Grayling repeater, the A4. It's tied in with the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, which covers Thompsonville, Traverse City, Mayo, Petoskey, Sheboygan, Sault Ste. Marie, Mackinac City. And I might have forgotten one or two there.
Well, that's all right. I'm familiar with the network. I just didn't realize they put a new repeater up. I didn't realize they had the A4 there.
Yeah, my understanding is it's an existing machine that was previously down in Prudenville, standing on its own, and it just recently got relocated to Grayling and activated on this system last week. So it's brand new.
Well, do you know where it's located in Grayling?
Yeah, I sure don't. I wasn't part of the crew that put it up. And if you look on the repeater book, it still says it's in Prudenville, so they haven't updated the location yet.
Yeah, that's one reason I came back to you is because you said you were in Grayling. That's my home QTH. I'm up here in Petoskey.
Well, I live in Harbor Springs, and I'm on my way home from a trip to Detroit this week. So, yeah, I'm headed that way.
Well, I was just at Fletcher's, and I'm going over to Dave Crane, so I'm heading over that way.
Ah, good radio buddy of mine is one of the mechanics at Crane. Super good guy.
In the regular shop there?
Yeah, correct. His name is Chris.
Okay, I don't know the mechanics in the regular shop. I deal with the body shop, so I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, I don't know anybody over at the body shop there, and fortunately I haven't had to have them do any work for me. So, I understand they do a nice job there.
Ah, well, good deal. By the way, you're making it into the system fine. There's no flutter or whatever. You know, it's totally readable. I don't see hear any bacon fry.
Yeah, thanks for that report. I must be right on top of it. I'm on I-75 just south of 4 Mile Road. So, again, I don't know the specific location of the machine, but getting into it on an HT, I'm pretty impressed with it. You're the second signal report I heard when I've been down in this area that it's real strong. Talking to a buddy of mine on the way down when I first tested it, he said the same thing.
Well, now, do you have a roof-mounted mag mount, or are you using a rubber duck inside the car?
Yeah, it's the latter. It's a rental car, so all I did was I tossed an HT in my bag with me, and I'm talking to you on it in the rolling Faraday cage here.
Ah, okay, that makes it more of a challenge. Well, I got a wild guess that there's, south of 4 Mile Road, there's a hill called Skyline. There used to be a ski resort up there, and there's some, I don't know, three or four or five towers up there, and it might be on one of them.
Yeah, it could be. I'd really like to test the range on this machine with my normal vehicle and my mobile rig that's on it. Should be able to get it from Gaylord, I would guess, and I don't know how far south of Grayling that would go, but there is a guy that I talked to out of, he lives in Harrison, and he said he was getting into the Grayling repeater with 100 watts from his base station at home, which he said was like 50-plus miles away.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good stretch. Well, I have some idea there. If you're heading north, you know, with your current setup, I'm familiar enough with the area that I can tell you where get a pretty good rough idea. What kind of HT do you have there? By the way, the name here is John Juliet Ocean November.
K8BCW, Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey. Yeah, the name here is Bentley, John. I just threw in my DMR radio, which is a BTEC 6x2. I wanted to test the MI5 network on the way down here as well. So just been playing around with it a little bit on the way down and the way back.
Well, DMR I can't help you with. I don't have any DMR equipment. I do have Fusion.
Yeah, this is DMR wasteland right here. But the MI5 network has, something like 36 different repeater towers around the state. We've got one in Petoskey, Levering, Sheboygan, and then on all the way down the west side of the state and the east side of the state. It's kind of a nice little network, but I don't use it a whole lot. I do have D-Star on my ICOM radios, and I play around with that a little bit, but I haven't gotten into Fusion.
Well, Bentley, I'm not familiar with the MI5. Now, is that another digital mode?
No, that's just the name of the network. It's the DMR Open Standard, and MI5 is the name of the network that maintains the link repeater system across the state.
Okay, but it's DMR, so it's just that form of digital.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a very robust system. They've done a really nice job with it. And they've locked it down to one particular talk group, two different talk groups, so that it's only usable for that purpose, versus the other DMR repeaters, you can dial up your own talk group and switch the machines over. They've disabled that on this network, and they use it for some weather emergency stuff and some events and things like that. But yeah, they've done a nice job on it. It's very cool.
Okay. Now, is there where's the nearest DMR repeater to where you're at now?
Probably in Petoskey.
Okay. Yeah, I know there isn't, last I knew, there wasn't any DMR there other than Petoskey, maybe Traverse City.
Nope, we've got in Petoskey, Drake and his crew maintain the DMR on, I think, the same machine that this one is on there. And there's also the MI5 network has a location in Petoskey, as well as Levering and Sheboygan and Sault Ste. Marie also. But just off the Petoskey, it's pretty pretty barren.
Okay, Bentley, are you starting to get just a little bacon fry? I can still read you perfectly well. So whereabouts are you now?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of flutter on your end, or on my end as well on the receive. Yeah, just past the main Grayling exit, heading north of town now up toward Hartwood Pine, so I think it's going to start petering out for me here.
Well, my educated guess would say it's up on top of Skyline Hill, or at least this repeater's, your side of the repeater's up on top of Skyline Hill.
I guess the owner is local from what I heard, and he's got this repeater listed as Kilo Echo Hotel, Oscar Golf Hotel, I believe.
Okay, I think I know who it is then. Okay. I didn't realize he was going to put a repeater up there. Okay.
Yeah, my mistake. K-E-8-O-H-G. So, yeah, if you know him, I think, again, that he had this machine in Prudenville standing alone and relocated his trailing recently and linked it into this network. So, kudos to him for doing that. That's making him a lot more capable.
Yeah, there was a gap in there, and that's it's nice to have that gap filled in with the expressway going through.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, it's starting to get a little bit annoyingly choppy on my end here, so I'll let you go, John. Good talking to you today. Enjoy your little circuit that you're on and your trip home, and I will do my best to be the same. K-8-BCW.
Thank you, Bentley. Take care. Have a great trip back. K-8-W-8-YSS in the mobile.
This is KE8FGW I'm monitoring.
Barf, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ, Rob. Net control for this evening, and located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins now, but I will take check-ins from Echolink, mobile stations, and short-timers only at this point. So if you're on Echolink, in a mobile, or a short-timer, please call with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, nothing heard. We'll proceed on to general check-ins. Please call me with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha Bravo 9, November, John and Dula.
88 CXI, Mary.
Okay, might be a short net tonight. Is there anyone that would like to join the BarfNet? Come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. All right, well, we'll get started then. Let's see what we've got here on the calendar. Not an awful lot. We're just about done with the month. Wait a minute. What is that on Saturday? Oh, could that be the Barf Breakfast? Indeed it is. So mark your calendars, folks. Okay. All righty. John, 89NN, and stand by Mary.
Good evening to everybody on the BarfNet, as short or brief as it appears it's going to be tonight. Not much going on tonight. Just came down, was tuned into a Zoom meeting for the Door County Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting, and tuned into that via Zoom on my phone for maybe about 20 minutes, and then came down through this net, and then when I'm done, I'll go back up and take Molly out for her evening constitution, and then do a little bit more of the Zoom meeting, and then hunker down for the night. So had a nice day today, drove to Traverse City, toured a museum, and with a friend of Jane's from Minneapolis, and then went out for a nice lunch, and came back about 3 o'clock in the afternoon once we got done. So didn't have to mow today because we had rainstorms that were predicted to come in as they did. So got waved off for that, so don't have to mow until Friday. So the grass will be a little bit longer, but that's okay. I'll just take it a little bit fewer holes before I dump each time and get through it. Just takes a little bit longer, that's all. With that, over back to net control from AB9 and then John and Beulah.
Very good, John. Yeah, it's neat that they do have those Zoom meetings like that. At the tail end of my job, before I retired, they were just starting to do Zoom. Actually, it wasn't Zoom, it was something else, but anyway, it was the same thing. All righty, Mary, KB8BXI, what's new with you?
This is Mary, KDA-ZXI. Well, I had a good weekend. Benzie Orchestra had their second concert of the season. We have one more to go, which will be next month. And Monday was doing pretty great, but then I didn't feel real great. But now I'm feeling great again, so everything is wonderful. We've had some really nice days. I wish I could be out in them more, but I'm on some pills that say stay out of direct sunlight and indirect sunlight, so I'm trying to stay more or less inside or at least away from sunlight. But, even my animal's enjoying outside. He's sleeping on the porch at the moment as we speak, so I guess all is right with the world. At least in the dog's eyes. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KDAZXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. Yeah, it's a bummer when you can't get out in the sunshine, but I'm not much for being in the sun. I don't know, I never got into it. So, all righty. We've been through the net the first time. Is there anyone who would like to join the BARF net before we go to the top? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
WNAC, Larry.
KBA, SDJ, Bob. Okay, Larry, and, brain fart. You're both recognized. Okay. Bob, you looking for Bob? Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, Bob, I'm sorry, I got you in here. All right. Hang on a minute now. Okay, sorry, I was trying to do three things at once, and I wasn't doing any of them well. So, all right, we've got WNAP, Larry, and KB8SVJ, Bob. Anyone else? Okay, we're a little light on the participation here tonight. We have John, AB9NN, and also Mary, KD8BXI. So, Larry, we'll move to you here. WNAP, take it away.
This is WNAP, Larry from the southern environs of the defunct village of Murillo. I guess I got covered up by John because I called, I guess, at the same time. Anyway, I am busy reading The Blind Spot, How Oligarchs Dominate Our Democracy, by Jeffrey Winters. Political science professor at Northwestern University, and it's how the oligarchs, and he specifically names two. One was John D. Rockefeller, and that's, of course, in the somewhat recent past, and Elon Musk in today's world. Anyway, it's a good read, and it's how our Constitution was set up, and from the beginning. And so, you know how to amass a small fortune? And I'll answer that on the second go. This is WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. It'll be interesting to hear your answer on that question. Let's see, Bob, KB8SVJ, take it away, and then we'll go on another excursion to find somebody else here.
This is KB8SVJ, located in, this is KB8SVJ. Good evening, everybody. Start saying my spiel for a different net, but this last weekend, wife and I went to Dayton, Ohio. We did walked around the National Museum of the Air Force. Right there is an Air Force base. There before, but they made some changes. We enjoyed going there. It was awesome to see some of these airplanes that they used to wage war with these antique aircraft. It's hard to believe. And in a month, next week is September. Can you believe that? The summer's going fast. So I'll come back to you, Rob. I'll come up with something for a second round. KPJ-SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. All right, we're at the bottom of the list the first time through. Once again, is there anybody who would like to join the net? Come now with your call sign and your name, please.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa. Charlie, name is Mike.
Mike is recognized. Anyone else? Okay, Mike, very good. Welcome to the net, and give us a few words of wisdom before we go to the top of the second go-round.
Well, I'd like to say good evening to everybody. Yeah, summer is flying by so fast, I've forgotten what year it is. Hi. Well, didn't have a chance to do much other than drive up north a couple of times. Try to unload I'm unloading my storeroom. I have a storeroom in Charlevoix, and I'm slowly bringing stuff home, mostly junk. But, you know, one man's junk is another man's, or person's, I don't know, collectible, I guess. So, I guess Labor Day's coming up in a couple of weeks, and all the kids around here are going to school, which is unusual for me, because when I went to school, it was the day after Labor Day. So, anyways, nothing else to say. Back to net, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in. Always glad to have you, and if you want to get rid of your stuff, we have a sale, just put up a big sign with an arrow pointing at your house and saying, crap you may need. Okay, there you go. All right, this is the BARF Benji Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here, and we're moving back to the top here. So, John, AB9NN, and stand by, Mary.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the BARF Net, and all I've got to say is, what the heck happened to summer? My gosh, I can't believe it's already the end of August. We're going into September. The evenings are feeling cooler, and the late afternoon is not as hot as it had been. Don't have to run the air conditioning as much, if at all. And boy, I tell you, the daylight hours are shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And just amazed that we're already at the end of August. So, anyway, if anybody knows what happened to it, let me know. AB9NN, back to net control. And very glad to see that it's the Box Breakfast on Saturday. Hope to see everybody there. Have a great rest of the week, everyone.
Very good, John. Yep. Barring a blizzard or something, I'll be there, that's for sure. And Mary, KB8BXI, take it away and stand by, Larry.
Good evening again, everyone. This is Mary, KB8BXI. I think you misunderstood me a little bit, Rob, when I said I was trying to avoid the sun. I'm not a sun seeker, but I like to do things out in the yard. I do not all my own mowing and everything, but with the medication I'm on right now, I'm not supposed to even out doing that. So I'm trying to kind of hibernate, which is difficult for me because this is the time of year that I like most. When it's in the 70s and there's a nice breeze and the sun's out there. So yeah, kind of weird. But yeah, regarding this whole month, it just has kind of gone flying past the window. I have a lot of activity going on in the school across the street. There were a bunch of cars there this afternoon, and probably evening, so I'm assuming it's one of those visit your kids' classroom, meet the teacher type thing. Yeah, it's going to be next week that they're all in there. And I'm like Mike. I grew up when all the schools started the day after Labor Day, so I think we had it best. And, with the time, I wish we had an option to stay on regular Eastern time, because when winter comes around, it makes it very dark, very long. But anyway, with that, I'll pass it back to net control. 73 off. I'll see you soon. This is Mary, 88BXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. Yeah, I guess there's a bill in Congress, and they're dragging their feet about spring forward and stay there. And you're right, I wish it would just stay like it is right now, and because I don't drive much in the dark anymore, especially in the winter. So, all righty, Larry, WNAP, take it away.
Okay, again, this is WNAP. And further on this book, The Blind Spot, these oligarchs who, I don't know how they get their money, but they have enough that they go to onshore or offshore banks to hide their money, and the IRS cannot tax what they can't see, and these oligarchs hide their money pretty well. And like I say, it's a pretty interesting read here. On the answer to how to amass a small fortune, start with a big one. 7-3, everybody, from WNAP.
Very good. I'll tell you what, after 2008, I can sympathize with that statement, Larry, that's for sure. So, all righty, Bob, KB8SCJ, and I think I've got a power supply of yours.
Of mine?
Yeah, it's one Mary had, and I traded her, put in a new radio for her and a new power supply. And the one that she had is a big heavy bugger with a gauge or a dial on the front of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can put that down with the stock radios in the radio room. They come to use for somebody else. I think about mine personally. I didn't think so, but no, I'll definitely put that in the radio room. Save it for someone who needs it. And if somebody needs something like that there, please let me know, because I may be able to help you out. This Saturday, for the bar breakfast, I will have a show-and-tell object for everybody. You probably won't be impressed, but I will just have fun showing it. And so I'll keep everybody in surprise or suspense until Saturday when we meet for breakfast. With that said, I think that's all I got. And see everybody on Saturday. KB8SCJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, and I hope the surprise comes fully clothed. And I will bring that power supply to the bar for breakfast. So. All righty, Mike, WHVBC, take it away, and then we'll do a standby.
Yeah, this is WABPC. Yeah, it would be nice not to worry about spring forward and fall back. I used to have when I was living up in Central Lake, I bought two clocks that automatically changed time. Well, then they changed the date, they moved the dates. And of course I couldn't, the clock was built before with the chip that you couldn't change the date. So those clocks changed four times a year. I didn't have to worry about, is this daylight savings time or standard time? I let the clocks do the work. And sometimes, until I threw them out, they would change four times a year. So other than that, not much more to say. Hope everybody has a fun rest of the week, and sorry I can't make the barf breakfast. There'll be $100 in gas just to go up there and turn around and come back. Hi, hi. 73, everybody, WAVPC.
Well, thanks for checking in, Mike. We're glad glad you did. And we're always here every Wednesday, so don't be bashful. Don't be strange. All right. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, WARJ here. And if there's anyone who would like to join before we close the net, now is your time. Come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. Good to have you, as usual. We'll meet again. The BarfNet meets every Wednesday at 8:30 on this frequency. In addition to this net, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month, every month except December. And that's at the Platte River Inn at Downtown Honor at 9 a.m. If you haven't been, you just come in, walk straight back until you almost hit the wall, turn left, and you'll see us. We're in the back room area. So, all righty. I'd like to say thanks to everybody, and we'll return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear now. W8REJ here, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. 7-3, I am clear.
Wait, check in. ACHCMQ.
Okay, there's somebody out there. What's your call sign?
It's Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec John down here in Lewiston. I was trying to get a lot of things together for taking off, go to the hospital in the morning for surgery. But I was listening to the net, but I was just busy. I couldn't get to get on the echo link and get it going real quick. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow night, starting at 10:30, you got your eclipse. So according to what I'm understanding, we might see it real good because we don't have any clouds, no rain, or anything else. So starting at 10:30 tomorrow night, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec. Thank you.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for the information. And, yeah, I'd forgotten about that eclipse. I read about it earlier in the week somewhere. All righty. Again, like I said, don't be strange. You can check in every Wednesday evening at 8:30. Take care. God bless everybody. Good night.
And I'm KOP Mobile.